From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama went to Capitol Hill Friday to make a last-minute appeal to fellow Democrats to support his ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agenda ahead of a key vote in the House of Representatives on whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. As of Friday morning, it was still not clear whether the bill had enough support from House Democrats, many of whom are concerned that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. The fast-track legislation, known as Trade Promotional Authority, or TPA, would allow the White House to negotiate the 12-nation Asian Trade Pact and others like it without letting Congress make any changes in the deals when they come up for approval or rejection. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees said in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, the federal government's human resources agency that was targeted, the hackers have personnel data on all federal retirees and former employees. The OPM said last week, as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected by the December hacking. Some U.S. officials and lawmakers say China-based hackers, possibly with links to Beijing, carried out the attack. China dismissed the accusations as irresponsible. This is VOA News. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. Authorities sealed the office in the capital, Islamabad, on Thursday and gave staff members 15 days to leave the country, according to the Interior Ministry. Save the Children, which has been in Pakistan for 35 years, said in a statement it has no expatriate staff in Islamabad. The charity said, "We strongly object to this action and are raising our serious concerns at the highest levels." Members of youth vigilante forces in northern Nigeria say the Boko Haram militant group has burned 6 villages and killed 37 people in a new attack near the insurgent stronghold in Sambisa Forest. Government-aligned vigilantes told reporters Friday that the attacks took place late on Wednesday. The Nigerian newspaper, The Nation, reported that the villages were all in Borno State. Egypt's prime minister has visited the ancient temple site in Luxor targeted by a suicide bomber earlier this week. He said security forces are doing everything possible to keep tourists safe. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Egyptian Prime Minister Ibrahim Mahlab went on a nighttime tour of all the major temple complexes in Luxor Thursday in an attempt to reassure tourists that Egypt's ancient sites are safe. He urged international solidarity to fight terrorism.
Sure that any place in the world is safe, 100%? No place is safe, 100%. Without really this kind of coalition and without this solidarity, no place is safe. We are taking all the measures.
Former President Morsi was given a provisional death sentence last month for his role in a 2011 prison break. The final verdict is due June 16th. His supporters have warned of a huge backlash if the death sentence is confirmed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The international law enforcement agency Interpol says it has suspended its 10-year partnership deal with the football's governing body FIFA over its corruption scandal. Interpol announced Friday that it is suspending its Integrity in Sport program, a 10-year project funded by a $22 million donation from FIFA. Interpol says the program is meant to prevent manipulation of sporting events and illegal gambling by criminal groups. On Wednesday, FIFA announced it has suspended the bidding process for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing controversy. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, ended cash for reform talks with Greece late Thursday on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.